Welcome to Carnation Currents. This is Amy Arrington, City Manager, City of Carnation. With me today, I have the wonderful Mayor Kim Lisk.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome, and thank you for joining us on Carnation Currents today, Kim.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, thanks. Well, I think what we wanted to do, it's the new year. Things are moving forward, and we've got some things going on here in Carnation, and Kim's been kind enough to join me so we can try to update the public on some of the exciting things that are moving forward here in Carnation. I think the first one we talked about, Kim, was our retreat.
Yes, that we had, seems like forever ago now.
I know, there at the end of January.
Yeah, January 26th, we had it here at City Hall with our staff and our council. Great turnout, great day, great momentum. Nice to see everybody on the same page, and it's a good way to start the new year out, too. You know, just making sure that everybody's going in the right direction, and seems like everybody is on the same page. So got our goals for the 2019, and obviously our big thing is our Told Avenue, which is going to be moving along nicely. So.
Yes. Well, and one of the things, like you mentioned, we did talk about goals, and something that's very important to the council and the city is, of course, our communication with the public, you know, hence Carnation Currents here on the radio on 104.9. We want to try to do all we can to get the word out about the things that are going on, but also answer questions that the citizens might have. You know, we do have some, you know, well, first off, I know the council and staff, we're always here, and you can get our contact information off the webpage at carnationwa.org. If you have any questions, you can direct to us. We have opportunities at every council meeting where the audience or citizens can come talk to the council for 3 minutes.
Yes.
So that's the opportunity. But the council came up during the retreat with an idea, with a new program here in Carnation, which I think could be a real interesting, very informal format for that communication for the residents with the council. And right now we're calling it council. I'm sorry, I almost did it again. Coffee with the council, not council with the coffee.
So it's going to be Coffee with the Council, and we're going to kick it off on March 30th, Saturday, at Sandy's at 9 o'clock. So for an hour, or if it lasts more than an hour, that's okay too. But you're going to get me, and you're also going to get Council Member Jim Riebel. So the two of us will be there waiting. You do have to buy your own coffee because we don't have a budget for that piece of it yet. But anyone's welcome, and we thought it would be more fun to be more of an intimate you can come with a topic. It can be open. You can just ask us general questions, anything from how do you like being on the council to what's going on with our city to, hey, we've got some really great ideas on what to do with our city. So it's pretty open, at least for this first one. And if we'll get some feedback and hopefully get some good ideas from there and maybe coming up with some topics. So,
right.
Yeah.
No, I think that's going to be great. And we are looking at this being a regular event.
Yes.
I think we're still working on details. I think we're either every month or every other month. We're still trying to work out those details. And the other exciting thing is I think all the council members, all five, want to participate. So different months, you'll see different council members at the Coffee with the Council.
Coffee with the Council at Sandy's. And that's the thing. It will be nice because getting to know really all of us will be really neat, and just having that personal one-on-one touch. And it's also good for the council to get that feedback from all of you.
Right.
We're here representing all the citizens. So that's the good piece of being out there, being able to just sit down. If it's not coffee, it could be anything. You know, it could be a glass of water, you know, just sitting down and just talking to each other, hot chocolate, whatever. Yeah.
Well, in addition to wonderful coffee, Sandy also has some tasty treats as well. So, no, we appreciate the council agreeing to give their time like this. So, everybody, mark your calendar Saturday, March 30th at 9 a.m. And we'll, of course, announce future dates later on. But you'll be hearing more about that between now and March 30th. So, we hope to have a great turnout. I know, depending on activities, make sure, for those of you who may not have been to Sandy's, maybe upstairs. So if you get there at 9 o'clock, and we'll make sure the staff knows so they can direct you in the right direction.
Yeah, probably upstairs, a little bit quieter. Unless it's a beautiful morning, maybe we'll be sitting outside on the deck.
Oh, that's true. If it's something like the day we're recording this, I'd be outside too.
Yes.
Well, Oh, great. Well, that's, I think that's a great thing. And I agree, it was a good retreat. It's always a good environment to talk about things in a more relaxed atmosphere and keep things moving forward.
Well, and I think it's really good because for people that don't realize, the council doesn't get to really talk to each other. You know, when we're in council meetings, that's really when we get to meet because of, you know, state laws and the way government works. So it's really good for even us to be able to sit together with staff and just be able to have, like you said, a little bit more of a relaxed setting and no agenda bills or no, specific discussion items,
right.
On, you know, where it's a little bit more relaxed and open and, you know, there's still an agenda, but it's not quite so rigid.
Right.
So that's the part that's really neat. Yes.
Right. Because it's more discussion, not necessarily decisions, just like you said. And I always tell the story. I won't use which council member's name. The public can figure it out. But I know there was a council member on the council now before they were sworn in. Fully expected lots of different meetings with the entire council in the back room and caucuses. And he was, you know, it's a he now. He was quite surprised that, nope, most everything is done in the public because yes. We do have some good laws which help make government very transparent here in the state of Washington. So it is good to take advantage of those environments.
Right.
So.
Right.
No, but two council members meeting is okay. So Jim and Kim being at council with the coffee is totally acceptable.
Right. It's not a quorum. We can't make any decisions.
Any decisions, exactly. So great. Well, speaking of exciting events, this past week, Carnation, as long as the whole East King County region here had a unique event, and I know, you know, Kim and I talked about we wanted to touch a little bit about all the snow that we experienced here in Carnation last week.
Actually, the past 2 weeks. I think most of the month of February was under the white powder snow. All the cities, you know, in Western Washington had a tough time. You know, we have snow plows. Carnation has one, but when these aren't used very often, you know, ours did break down. And I know talking with the surrounding cities, they also had the same issues with their plows breaking down as well. And really a lot of it just has to use with use. You know, when you don't use something for years and then all of a sudden you're pulling it out, and this weather was unusual, but it was also heavy snow. I mean, even DOT that came out to help us, that was the, like always, community supports community, and our surrounding communities were reaching out to make sure everybody was safe in the surrounding areas. And even DOT, I know when they came out last Thursday, they had mentioned that they had 9 plows that had also gone down. And a lot of it was the weight of the snow. And what was it, Eastside Fire and Rescue, they mm-hmm. had their plow. That actually broke out here in Carnation. Again, you know, you're not familiar with our roads. And coming up to our bulb outs, those curbs that stick out a little bit, and you don't know the difference between where the road ends and the sidewalk begins or the curb is. And when you come up against something like that, as much as you're pushing, so it's, you know, breaking down was not unusual, unfortunately. But
yeah.
What was really good was really I got out walking almost every day and just seeing people out there helping each other. I know myself and a couple other residents, there was a guy that was getting out of his driveway that just got stuck. It was one of those days where it was really, really slushy. And so you just could not get any traction. And here were, you know, people walking back, getting a coffee or whatever. You know, everybody's helping out, pushing out and shoveling. And I saw that throughout the community. You know, people just helping out their neighbors. And that's the best thing to do.
No, we really did have a, not only neighbor to neighbor, but even, like you mentioned, agency to agency.
Right.
We were in a state of emergency, basically, and everybody was helping one another. So we could not have got the streets cleared in Carnation without Eastside Fire District and the WASDOT plow. So that was a great help. Seeing the neighbors helping each other was fantastic.
Yes.
And have to, of course, give a big shout out to the public works staff. We, even though the plow was down, we grabbed whatever equipment we had available and went out and, you know, did all we could to get the streets as cleared as soon as possible. So I appreciate that hard work.
Definitely. And especially when stuff started melting, now all of a sudden we have the snow banks over our drains. So I did see many of our public works people as well as our citizens, which was great, making sure those drains were cleared. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of them. So I know that talking with public works, they were out there, you know, figuring out where they were. They had an idea, but you're still digging through a lot of snow. And again, seeing even our community pulling together and helping in that area. Thank you very much, because that helped our public works in the city a lot,
right,
doing that. And luckily, knock on wood, we at least are thawing out a little bit slower, so we aren't getting into that flooding.
Right. And so. But we are watching those levels, but everything looks good right now.
Yeah.
Well, and it's interesting because I know Kim and I talked, we wanted to maybe also take some time to talk about questions or comments that we've been hearing from residents at different places. And one thing that came up from a resident was, I remember seeing on Facebook a request to clean the sidewalks.
Yes.
And you know, school was starting, kids wanted safe routes to school, so we totally understand that. So that definitely is a, I know there was a variety of comments, responses back to that. But of course, we don't have any requirements on the book that address that. But just from a resource perspective, being that good neighbor is really the way to go here in Carnation, and definitely clean your own sidewalks. If somebody else needs some help, we appreciate anybody that can do that as well.
Yes, yes. And it is. I mean, it's not just here in the city. If you go to any city, you know, really those businesses and homeowners that live in front of those sidewalks, it is very much appreciated, because the manpower, and especially here in Carnation, we only have, you know, four guys out in the field, five guys, you know, our public works director, Bill, was stuck at home for a lot of this because he had a huge tree that went down on his property, so he just couldn't get into Carnation. So, you know, when those guys are out there keeping those streets clean, and that's their first priority, that the sidewalks, you know, it does help a lot when people are just keeping, you know, their sidewalks clean, just like the businesses were doing the same type of thing. You know, they were keeping their sidewalks in front so people could get into their businesses safely.
Right.
You know, but it, again, it takes a community supporting each other and trying to find those priorities, because even though our public works guys were out there trying to keep the roads as clean as possible, there were still other issues that were happening. We had some water lines that broke. There was some sewer problems that happened. They were also helping King County come out and be able to come out to the sewer plant to empty.
Right. That was a big concern. The I'll call it the sludge at King County. The treatment plant that we all send our wastewater to was at a point where almost at capacity. The truck was so large and the road conditions were so poor, it was a real problem. So we had to get out there to clean the road so the truck could come in, get the waste, and keep things operating. But it all worked out, so
yes,
no problems. But when you have those events, your priorities sometimes shift depending on what's going on.
Right, right. And also, I know even for garbage pickup, I know Recology, the first week, I know that they did a robocall. I'm not really sure if I got a robocall the second week, but, you know, they're doing the same thing. They're trying to keep their drivers safe and out. And I know for sure that if they didn't pick you up that one week, that second week, you know, that you weren't being double charged. You know, they were just going to charge, you know.
Yeah.
Just keep the rates the same. But again, everybody, we do. The most important thing is keeping people safe. And
right,
those trucks that are coming out here and those drivers are just like you and I are, that they're not going to put anybody in harm's way.
Right.
The one thing that I do find that, you know, Carnation, we're always lucky because we're flat and we really don't get as much snow as our surrounding areas. So sometimes we look out our windows and we go, oh, what's the big deal? They still got to get to us.
Right.
So.
And those are big, heavy trucks, and I would rather wait a day or two where it's safer, not rather than that big truck slipping and sliding,
yes,
or getting stuck and nothing else can get by it. So one thing, you know, Kim did mention the robocall. If you didn't get a call, definitely call them and ask them about it. Make sure that they have your updated phone number, because I think that was very helpful. And also, if you don't know, Recology does have a special webpage just for Carnation that they post notices on. Now, you may have to check back first thing, you know, trash on Tuesday morning before trash pickup, but they do try to post things and, you know, Facebook and their website. So definitely try to when in doubt, check those sources and always try to listen out for that robocall.
Right. And you can always still call, City of Carnation to find out any information too that we can relay on to you.
Yeah.
But I know it was hard. I mean, the senior center was closed. School was closed.
Yes. It was interesting. Being new to the area, it was definitely interesting to see. And I know everybody talked about it was a very unique event. The challenges, I think, while it happened this year and it might be another 20 years, it still could happen next year. So we have to be prepared and ready, which just for public notice, we did talk with the council Tuesday night about making some changes to our snow plowing. As you know, our snow plow is down, and that's due to the truck that pushes the plow is a large, older piece of equipment, needs lots of work. Sometimes it's hard to get inside the neighborhood, so the council is okayed us looking into a truck that was going to be replaced with a newer vehicle. We're going to make sure that's proper size so it can push a plow. And also, we're going to probably get a smaller plow for our existing trucks, for especially the smaller streets. So it gives us the ability to be a little bit more, maneuver a little bit better, but also I like it because it's redundancy, because even though something's an everyday vehicle, it still can maybe not work on one particular day. So we're going to be looking at that to make sure that we're definitely ready for the next snow event, even though I hope it's another year,
if
not or more after that. I'll have to say, I know everyone was online talking about whoever is encouraging the snow to please stop. And I admit it may have been me at the beginning, but I stopped real soon.
My husband and I have lived out here now for 33 years, hard to believe that. Coming from the East Coast, I says, I'm used to this back east in upstate New York, not out in the Pacific Northwest. And I've never, in my 33 years, I do not remember the snow lasting this long, nor do I remember having multiple within days, snowstorms. So this brought back a lot of memories. And again, even being out there myself shoveling, it's really the weight. I mean, the weight of the snow was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And, then of course icing over and, we just got whammed. I'm thankful though we didn't turn right into a flood situation.
Right.
And I've seen that happen out here before too.
Yeah, I think that was definitely a concern. So I think we're all glad that we only got hit with the snow.
Yes.
And not the flood water.
Yeah.
So, well, changing gears. I know, Kim, I think it might be good. Toll Avenue is a big project that we're going to be working on. We have made some tweaks to it. I know there's been a little bit of talk about that on in the public. I got an email from someone that said, I heard through the grapevine. And I'm like, well, close, but maybe not exactly. So we have been talking with the council about a couple things. The first thing I'll call a change or an adjustment is that we are looking at what we're calling phasing the project. We're not delaying the project. We're just going to go about it in a little bit different manner. We're hoping to be out for phase one and go out to bid in March or April and starting actual work on phase one in mid-July. Now, the phase one, when we talk about that, we're going to be focusing just on the undergrounding of all the utilities on Toll Avenue within that floor block area. So that's going to be our phase one. Then phase two is actually the road construction. And we're going to be going out to bid for that in about September with the anticipated start construction in October. We're hoping to get it complete in September 2020, but more substantial completion a little bit earlier around July, hopefully the end of June with substantial completion. A big couple reasons why we're doing that is first one is we're trying to find that optimal bidding time. We want to get the best price we can get. And from the consultants are indicating that fall winter bid date is really beneficial. So this will help us catch that window. We were hoping to catch this past fall winter window, but we're still not ready to go out to bid. We're still working on some items with the design, right-of-way acquisition, getting some final approvals. But we are going to keep moving forward, get the project started. So we're excited about that. It will not have an effect on July 4th of 2019.
And hopefully 2020. So
that's our goal.
I'm excited about that, just because that obviously that is our biggest event here in Carnation, and it'd be a shame that we don't want to cancel that at all. We were looking at rerouting a few things, but if we can keep everything on schedule and safe, that's the best bet. If we can do phase one right after the 4th, that will be perfect, and hopefully with phase two. Even if it's not completed by July 4th, it's at least the roads are in good condition that we can have people walking down them and horses and animals and kids and doing their gymnastics or whatever without any difficulty. So we'll be keeping you posted. So that makes, obviously the 4th of July committee much happier, especially with our parade and the 5K run and just the festivities in itself,
right?
And the detouring and all of that kind of stuff, it just makes it a little more
right. That's a huge event for Carnation. Yes. And we want to do all we can to work together, preserve it, and also allow it to continue to grow. So I think this new schedule will work, get everything accomplished that we're hoping to get accomplished.
Well, I will say the one thing that's very exciting this year for the 4th of July, at least for me, since I also put on the parade, is Wes Morrison has been completed.
Oh, yes.
And for those people that don't know, that's where we do the backstaging for the parade. And we stage on Wes Morrison all the way down to Stewart. And this will be really great, because in the past, it's very narrow. Lots of potholes, as we've been reminded many, many times. And now with that being widened a little bit more, having a little bit more of a walkway, definitely much safer all the way around. So I'm excited just for that piece of
right.
it, and that we're able to use that. So, and for those of you that haven't noticed that or don't drive down Wes Morrison very often, do drive down, because it was completed back early fall. Or actually, I think even earlier than that. But anyways, it looks beautiful.
It does.
They did a great job.
It came out really,
really, really nice.
Yeah, no, we're very proud of that.
Yeah.
So, and the other thing I wanted to talk about with Kim and the public is there's been some talk, and we've been very open about this, so it's not, but I just want to clear the air, I guess, about the shortfall, you know, that we're working to get some grant funding. We've got quite a bit of grant funding. We have to thank all our partners for that. There was one particular grant from WASDOT that we were hoping to get to really help finish out the funding. And unfortunately, we didn't get it. Those grants anymore are very competitive. So it did create a bit of a shortfall. But what we have done is, working with the engineer and the council, we've made a few changes to help close that gap. The big one is we were talking about doing concrete travel lanes on the project area, but we have decided to go to asphalt, similar to what exists now. We're still going to have concrete parking areas, concrete crosswalks, but that resulted in a huge cost savings. And then I think there's some other elements that we're going to be doing some bid alternates and hopefully getting some good pricing and just maybe grabbing a little bit more grant dollars, that we are at a point where the funds we have secured will cover the cost of the project.
That's right. Yep. It's going to be a great project.
Yeah.
When this is all done, it's been long anticipated. So it's actually nice to see. I mean, I think we're all, the whole council, a little disappointed that we're not going out to construction a little bit sooner, but I think by taking our time and just readjusting a few things is really in the hindsight is probably good for all of us. But it's going to be an exciting day when we finally do break ground, or at least get this stuff underground.
Right.
Will be a huge plus, and just starting to see this project
yeah.
go. I know a lot of people, for all the residents that have lived out here, you've heard this project in the works for a long time, and it does. It just takes a long time. It's really there's not one thing that's holding things up. I mean, obviously money's a huge issue, but it just takes a lot of planning. It takes a lot of time, takes a lot of planning, and it is. It's not done overnight. It takes years to get this stuff going. And I know even for the city of Carnation, I mean, this is, if you really go back and look, you know, Ken Carter at the time was our city manager when it was first talked about. And then we had Phil Messino, and then we had an interim, and now we have Amy. So you even look at who we've been through, let alone our council as a whole. So it's just one of those things. It's just a process. And that's part of it. The process itself is just a long process. And, you know, part of that is, on, you know, people always go, run your city like you want to run your business. And, you know, city money is all of your money. So we're responsible for all of you.
Exactly.
You know, it's not just going, oh, we can just move this over here and we can do that. And yeah, let's do this and we can take out a loan for that. It's not as simple as it seems to be.
Right.
And there's a lot of responsibility that goes along with that. So.
No, you're right. And I mean, it's going to be great. I mean, it's so funny. Talk about the underground work. I remember I had worked for Carnation for a little while, was running at the time out just outside of north of town. And we were talking about the utilities. And I remember driving in one day and like, oh, we're going to underground all these utilities. Let me look at how much we have. And I remember I was shocked with the number of poles and wires right there on Toll Avenue. Yeah. And you're right. Just that first phase is going to make such a huge difference. You get used to it. You don't think about it. But once it's gone, it's like, holy cow, it just frees up all that visual space.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. And then phase two with the improvements to the road, the walkways, and all the other, you know, kind of I'll call them accessory structures, the light poles and all the fixtures. It's going to be a beautiful place.
Oh,
it's really, I think, going to represent Carnation well and really be that place setting or placemaking.
Yes.
Well, that we're looking for.
What's going to be great, and the one thing that we need from all of our citizens, though, is remember our businesses are still open. So, you know, the one thing that you can do as a whole is please continue to, you know, support those restaurants and retail businesses that are here in Carnation. They're going to need you more than ever.
Exactly.
And sometimes you might have to park a block away. Obviously, Carnation is really not that far.
Right.
You could actually park at the IGA parking lot and actually walk to Ace, or you can walk to Estapa or Carnation Cafe, and it's really not that long of a walk. But, you know, it's just being patient. We're going to try to, you know, when we're doing detours and stuff like that, or, you know, traffic slowing down, just be patient, just bear with it. But again, the big thing is really please continue to support our businesses. They need you more than ever during this time.
Yes. I agree. And you'll keep hearing that message.
Yes.
So, well, great. Well, Kim, I just want to thank you for joining me today. This has been wonderful. And hopefully the residents have enjoyed getting an update on some of the hot topics here at Carnation. Hope to bring in more Kim and the other council members this year with Carnation Current. So,
yes. And have coffee with the council on March 30th.
Yes.
I know Jim and I are really excited about doing this. And so please, we don't want to be drinking. I mean, Jim and I enjoy talking to each other, but we really would love to hear from you. So please show up at 9 o'clock on March 30th. Thank
Great.
You.
Exactly.
And thank you for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. And thank you to the residents listening to Carnation Currents here on Valley 104.9.